Country Club FM.
Let's get the almanac going here. The Gons But Not Forgottens have been redacted, by the way, to use that term. You used up all the time on your Italy trip for the Gone But Not Forgottens.
Oh, I can live with that.
Do you think there are people that would rather listen to the Attorney General than the Almanac?
Gosh, I hope not.
The Mueller Report?
They've never heard the Almanac, then.
It's exciting stuff. Today's Thursday, April 18th, 108th day of the year, 257 days, 257 left to go. 1775, this was the event. It was huge.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Paul Revere.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear.
Set the nation on its ear. It just wasn't Paul Revere either. It was William Dawes and Samuel Prescott rode through the towns of Massachusetts giving the warning that the regulars were coming out.
Sure.
That's what they actually said.
Coats.
It wasn't the Redcoats. It wasn't the British were coming. The phrase has been used now.
Yeah.
The British are coming, attributed to Paul Revere. And then, of course, Paul Revere and the Raiders came out a little bit later. Much later.
Yeah, a couple hundred years.
This was 1775. 1791, the National Guardsmen. 1791 in France prevented Louis XVI and his family from leaving Paris. Oh, no, you're not going anywhere. So the National Guardsmen prevented... The Royal Guardsmen would have done it, but they were busy recording Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
Mm.
1906, one of those events that we talked about that makes it seem like this week is cursed. It's the San Francisco earthquake. Hit Northern California. More than 700 people died as a result of the quake. Great San Francisco quake, the year 1906. 1938, something good for this week. Superman made its debut. We learned about Clark Kent and Lois Lane and the Daily Planet. We heard the name of the planet Krypton and Kryptonite for the first time.
Action Comics, wasn't
AC, it? AC, Action Comics, of course, would then merge with Detective Comics. Detective Comics, that's the one that came up with Batman.
Right.
And now it is known as DC, as you know.
I do.
That was this date, 1938. Newsreel time.
The planes sweep in without being discovered. They separate into groups to attack the several objectives carefully selected by means of accurate intelligence to ensure that only targets of military value will be hit. Colonel Doolittle himself has told of flying over the Emperor's Palace and refraining from bombing it, though he could have left it in ruins.
Huh. That was the Doolittle raid. This date, World War II, it was a big morale boost for us.
Yes.
You know, that was, they didn't damage a whole lot, but it was all about morale on both sides of things. The Japanese now know that we can reach them, and they are accessible. And on our side of the things here in the States, we knew that as well. So it was a big, big boost. James H. Doolittle and his squadron. It was also the first time that bombers had ever taken off from an aircraft carrier. It had always been just the small little fighters.
Sure.
But these were bombers. And as you know, Neil, this was a one-way trip for these fighters. After they dropped the bombs on Japan, they had to go to China and had to try and land. And in fact, I think all of them crashed. One ended up in Russia and was finally released through Iran.
Huh.
And because of how far away they had to take off on that... On that aircraft carrier, it was a one-way trip. There's no way they had enough fuel to then come back around.
What year was that?
And I'm pretty sure you couldn't land those bombers on that aircraft carrier either.
Yeah.
They're big. That was 1942, still early in the war.
Sure.
It was a big, big deal. 1955.
Dr. Albert Einstein came to America with his wife to escape Nazi persecution. His mathematical wizardry led to the atomic age. He received highest honors, but lived quietly at Princeton, New Jersey. There, death came to Albert Einstein. He was 76.
He was 76, and he died without ever combing his hair. Nobel Prize-winning physicist Albert Einstein. Neil, have you ever been called an Einstein?
Yes, but it was somewhat sarcastically.
1955. Louie, the song. I wonder if they redacted any of this, and I wonder what the Democrats would think of this FBI report. Because the FBI lab took 2 years. They spent 2 years investigating the lyrics to Louie. Government money well spent.
Who funded? Yeah, we did.
We funded that. And they came to the conclusion that they could not determine what the lyrics are. They were not obscene. It was some kind of a Jamaican song or something that the Kingsmen did. 1964. Same year, Sandy Koufax became the first pitcher to strike out the side on 9 pitches.
I think that's the bare minimum.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Good morning, good night. Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
It's probably happened since, but this was the first time. I'd like to look up and see if it has happened since Sandy Koufax did it in 64.
Michael had to have reconstructive surgery to his scalp.
We were able to reconstruct the area by using his own scalp. We did not have to use skin grafts nor hair transplants.
The following
That's
year...
pretty good. This was the date that Michael Jackson had to undergo his scalp surgery. He was filming a Pepsi commercial. His hair caught on fire.
Another tragedy during this.
Yeah, week. Why was that not listed?
I don't know.
That should have been listed. 1984. 1985, you know the group Wham, right?
Yes,
Andrew
I do.
Andrew Ridgely and George Michael. They became the first Western pop act to release an album in communist China.
Huh?
You know, you've never heard Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go until you've heard it in Mandarin.
Well, I believe that.
I don't know. Can you translate Jitterbug into Mandarin for us? That was in 1985.
I'm no Einstein.
99.
You cannot say he didn't go out with all the class that he has shown us in 20 years. Probably the best player on this ice surface here in New York today. And the crowd stands and salutes 99 one more time.
Hockey night in Canada. It was the last game for the great one, Wayne Gretzky. 4 Stanley Cups with the Edmonton Oilers. 60 league records during his 20-year career. That was 1999. Now I need to move it on to the old birthdays today on the Bob Almanac. And oh, don't forget, at the end of the Almanac, it's your ultimate summer six-pack summer song of the day, okay?
There is a great disturbance in the force.
I have felt it.
We have a new enemy, Luke Skywalker.
Yes, my master.
He could destroy us.
And he does. Clive Revel is 89 today. He was the original Emperor. You know, with all that heavy breathing, do you think Darth Vader also got a lot of complaints about his chewing?
I would think
you
so.
You chew too loud, Darth.
Right. Can you?
Come on.
Muzzle it.
So, of course, Ian McDiarmid then took over as the Emperor.
Right.
And that's the big reveal. Now, you know they're coming out with, Skywalker Rises or The Rise of Skywalker. It's the 9th episode. And at the end of the trailer, Ian McDiarmid as the Emperor is laughing.
Ooh.
So it's evident that the Emperor is making a return.
Aha!
To the 9th edition, episode 9 of the Star Wars saga. Sounds kind of exciting, doesn't it? Even you're excited, Neil, and you're not even really
giddy.
Into it. Yeah.
I'm really giddy.
This gets you giddy, I'm sure. The theme from The Virginian.
Oh, I love The Virginian.
James Drury, who was The Virginian, he's 85 today. Haley Mills is on our list.
If you'll just stop screaming, I shall explain, Dad.
Haley Mills, The Parent Trap, there with Brian Keith and Maureen O'Hara. Haley Mills,
stuff.
73 today from The Parent Trap. James Woods.
There's no direct evidence, no.
Tell me something, Doctor. Why do you think these aliens would go to all this trouble, bring you tens of thousands of light years, and then just send you home without a single shred of proof?
They said that's how it's been done for billions of years.
That's very neat, Doctor. You have no proof because
no,
they didn't want you to have any.
No. Oh, piece of candy. Piece of candy. That's James Woods. He's 72. He is quite conservative in his political views. I don't know if you knew that, but he is very and very willing to pass those views along. James Woods, 72.
Now wait just a minute here. I have been called a great many things by a great many people, but I'll be damned, you blue-haired old dragon.
She's from Mama's Family. She played Skeeter or Naomi. And there she was going after Mama,
she
played by Vicki Lawrence.
Barrels,
oh, yeah. Blue haired dragon. That would make me mad.
Yeah.
So Dorothy Lyman, she was born here. She's 72 today. Rick Moranis.
The machine works. Do the kids know?
Well, yeah, the kids know.
That's great.
No, it's not that great.
Why?
I shrunk the kids.
What?
And the Thompson kids, too. They're about this big. They're in the backyard.
What?
Threw them out with the trash.
He was Bob and or Doug McKenzie, SCTV, Ghostbusters. Was he the gatekeeper or the keymaster? I can't remember.
I don't know.
And he also shrunk the kids. He's Rick Moranis. Funny guy. I like him. He's 66 today. Jim Eisenreich.
What?
Proud of the pride of St. Cloud,
yeah.
St. Cloud Tech, St. Cloud State. Once they were able to find out what was going on with his, you know, he had those tics and things.
Yes.
The twins, when he was with the twins, they weren't able to diagnose. And then later on, they did. They found out it was Tourette syndrome, able to get him on proper medication.
He could hit.
And he was a good hitter. He hit 360-something when he was with the Phillies, I think, when they went to maybe 93 when they went to the World Series.
What a sweet stroke.
Just think if he would have been successful and not had those issues, the Twins may not have brought up Kirby Puckett, or he may not have played center field, or maybe they've moved Jim Eisenreich to right field. Hard for me to believe that Jim Eisenreich would have stopped Kirby Puckett from coming up with the Twins later on in 1984. How about Daphne Moon?
Dad, this is Daphne Moon.
Nice to meet you. Oh, and who might this be?
That is Eddie.
I call him Eddie Spaghetti.
Oh, he likes pasta.
No, he has worms.
Daphne Moon from Frasier, happy birthday. She's 58. By the way, Jim Eisenreich is 60 today.
All right.
What time? Do you know what time it is?
Could be TV theme time.
And it is. Will and Grace. They left and then they came back.
Yeah.
And the guy who plays Will.
Popular program.
Eric McCormick, happy birthday. 56 today. Nighttime, late night talk show host. It's really not that late. He starts at 10 over there on the TBS.
We can shut you down remotely if we feel you're out of control or are doing something we don't like.
So if you guys don't like what I'm doing, if you think I'm out of control, you can push a button and shut me down.
Yes.
That happened to me at NBC.
Conan O'Brien. Love his hair. He's 56 today.
All right. Marcus is in court today testifying against his grandmother, so I need you to help zone clearance and then stock charcoal in patio.
Charcoal doesn't go in patio anymore. It goes in grocery. I got that answer right on the test.
Ever watch that show, Superstore?
Yes.
It's very clever. It is a clever,
very good.
Clever show, and she plays Amy, who is now the manager of the show. Sorry to give away a spoiler, but she's now the manager, making $109,000. That's not bad for a manager of a store like that.
Right.
She's America Fiera. She was also Ugly Betty. She's 34 today.
All right. And we move on now to the gone but not forgotten. We start with defense attorney Clarence Darrow. He was born in the state 1857.
What did he defend?
Well, you remember the Scopes trial. Oh. He defended the teacher.
You know a lot about the Scopes monkey trial.
Yeah, I paid attention once in a while in history class. Clarence Darrow, born on he was also the defense attorney for those two brothers that killed a kid. I remember. Anyway, I don't remember that one as well, obviously. 1857. What about blues great Clarence Gatemouth Brown? We just like his name, of course. And so many of the great blues musicians had the fantastic nicknames. And you got to go with Gatemouth
Brown. He was Gatemouth because of his ability to staccato.
There you go. 1924 TV personality Skip Stevenson. You may remember.
Hey, you want to get on people's nerves like try to get back at the world? Invite people over for dinner and then don't serve anything. Did you ever do stuff like that? Invite everybody you know to your house for Thanksgiving. Don't have any food there, nothing to drink, nothing. But every half hour, walk through the room and say, hope everybody's hungry. Do that about 14 times and go out and get in your car and drive away by yourself and go somewhere and eat. Leave those people in there. What do you care?
He was one of the co-hosts on Real People.
Yeah.
Which debuted on this day like in 79, I think.
And boy, with comedy like that, that was
good.
Gold right there.
That's good writing.
Skip Stevenson, 1940. We got another Skip.
Skip Humphrey?
This is the first time we've ever...
No, he's still with us. Ewing?
Skip Ewing.
Skip Carey?
He's still with us. Skip Spence, a member of the group Jefferson Airplane. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Anytime you have two Skips and Skip to My Lou on the same... Gone But Not Forgotten, that's big.
Skip to My Lou first recorded on this date, too?
Yes, by Skip Spence.
On acetate in 1899,
1946, Skip Spence, they're all gone but not forgotten.
Here comes your Summer Six Pack, Ultimate Summer Six Pack, Summer Song of the Day. When you hear this song, be caller six, and you will be in the drawing on Friday. You'll win our preliminary prize, which is the box of no-name steaks. You get that, and then you'll be in the drawing for tickets to six of the biggest music events throughout the summer. Not enough time to list them all here. You'll also get a $50 gift card to Cub, and again, Miller Chevrolet is a part of this as well. And today's summer song of the day is Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Fishing in the Dark. That's Fishing in the Dark by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They had gone back to Nitty Gritty by the time they had that hit, Neil. Remember, they were the Dirt Band there for a while.
Right.
When they tried just pop. Then they went back to country and they threw the Nitty Gritty back in there. And I thought that was a good decision.
I did too.
So between 3 and 5, Fishing in the Dark, Listen, Caller 6, Win, and Qualify. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Randy Travis, Look Hard, No Hands? You could go with Montgomery Gentry, Gone. Or Colin Ray, I Think About You.
Montgomery Gentry today, Jim.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'll be in for the All Request Lunch Hour. Neil, make it a great Thursday.
I'll do my best.
Okay, yeah.
KDDG Albany.